Hello everyone, welcome to episode 105 of the Grumpy Girlfriend podcast with me, your host and certified life coach, Katrin Berndt. When I work with clients, or honestly, just answer questions on Instagram, the absolute biggest grumpy girlfriend red flag I see is entitlement. It sets off all of my alarms. And I know that this is going to be a huge source of suffering for this girlfriend if she doesn't get her entitlement in check. So, what exactly is entitlement and how does it show up in relationships? Well, the definition of the word is the belief that one is inherently deserving of a privilege or special treatment. And often in relationships, we base this belief on something that we have done. Since I did XYZ, you owe me. This is a belief that often is rooted in some kind of a fairness ideal, a belief that things have to be fair or else something has gone wrong. There are two major issues with this belief. As you can imagine, when you think life is supposed to be fair and that your partner owes you fairness, well, that becomes a pretty good way of getting what you want, right? All you have to do is give, 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 and sometimes give stuff you don't even want to give, and then you just sit back and relax because your partner now owes it to you to give you everything that you want. Win! This is what we usually call people-pleasing. We give by saying yes, yes, yes to things, even if we don't want to, and then we feel entitled to other people's positive opinions about us. If we have people-pleased them, well, then they are not allowed to dislike us or be upset with us. People-pleasing is a manipulation tactic, after all. But giving in order to get is not the only problem with entitlement and this fairness ideal. There's another problem that I come across among grumpy girlfriends far more often. And that is something I will call retrospective people-pleasing. Okay, I don't know if that makes complete sense, but let me give you an example. You are in a long-distance relationship, and you decide to leave your job, family, and friends to go be with your partner. Both of you agree that this is the best solution for now. You're excited to finally live together. After a while, you start discussing getting married, maybe having kids, and your partner isn't quite sure if now is the right time. You feel ready, but you don't want to rush your partner into anything, so you agree to wait another year or two. You have mixed feelings about it, but at the end of the day, you make the decision to wait. During this time, your partner gets really sick and has to be admitted to the hospital for a few months. It's very challenging for you to be away from friends and family during this time, but you do everything you can to support your partner and keep the home and the finances in check, while also keeping up with work. Your partner finally starts doing better and gets to come home, but isn't ready to go back to work. Time goes on, and eventually your partner is feeling much better. But you notice that something is different in the relationship. It's not the same as it used to be. Eventually, your partner tells you that they have met someone new and want to end your relationship. Retrospective people-pleasing in this situation would be you thinking, "After all I've done for you, how could you just leave me? I moved away from my home for you. I waited to have children for you. I cared for you when you were sick. I paid for everything. I almost burned myself out as a result. And now you're just going to throw me away for someone else Basically, retrospective people pleasing is pretending that you didn't want to do all of those things you did in the past, even though at the time you actually did. You chose to do those things and no one forced you to. But when you don't get back what you think you're entitled to, when reality isn't aligning with your fairness beliefs, then you go back and you change the story. Look at all these things I did for you. You should be grateful and give me all the things that I want in return. Now, can I understand the desire to change the story like this? Absolutely. It's like a defense mechanism. When we pump ourselves up with entitlement and we say, hey, look at all the things I did. Look how great I am. It makes the other person seem even worse for just leaving. Because they have a debt to us that they have not paid. And when you are hurting, it's not uncommon that you want to make the other person out to be the bad guy and make you into some kind of a victim. But even though I can understand this mentality, it's one of the most immature things you can think. I say immature because this is just not how the world works. Children might think that the world is always fair and that if something's not fair, then the world is wrong. But as an adult, you need to understand and accept that neither your partner nor the universe owes you anything. Not only is this an immature perspective of the world, it is actually very harmful towards your relationship with yourself. In the moment when you're filling yourself with entitlement and you're listing all of these gifts that you have given to your partner against your will, mind you, you might feel better about yourself for a little bit. You might feel superior in comparison to your partner who is now running away from their unpaid debt. But what you are actually doing is throwing your past self under the bus. You're going through life making the best possible decisions that you can with the information that you have. You have no idea what's going to happen tomorrow. You don't know if your partner will still be there tomorrow. But you make conscious choices in the relationship based on what you do know at the time, and that is the best that you could possibly ever do. And then, when new information appears and reality changes in some way, then you go and retrospectively change the story about your past decisions. Oh, I didn't even want to do that. I just did that for you. It's such a lie. You're lying to yourself. You're taking your past self's power and agency away from her when you say that. It's one thing to look back and see your past decisions from the future perspective, to know how things turned out and simply observe the choices that you made in the past without knowing the outcome. We all do that from time to time, for better and for worse. But regretting your choices from the future, where you know how things turned out, well, it's just fucking rude. Because your past self is completely defenseless in that situation. She literally didn't know better. She made the best decision that she could. If she knew that her partner would cheat on her and leave as soon as he felt better, well, sure, maybe she wouldn't have wanted to stay by his side and care for him while he was sick. But she didn't know. She couldn't have known. So why are we changing the narrative to, I did all of that for you, so now you owe me? And this kind of retrospective made up people pleasing, where we change the story once we know how it plays out, is not only rude towards your past self and damaging to your relationship with yourself, it will also have catastrophic effects on your relationship with your future self. If you treat your past self like shit for the decisions that she made, then that is a direct indicator of how your future self is going to treat you today for the decisions that you make now. If you're the kind of person who struggles to make decisions and you keep going back and forth, you just want to make the right decision, well, odds are that you do have a habit of treating yourself poorly for the decisions that you've made in the past. We can never make decisions based on all of the facts, because all we know is what we know today. And that has to be enough. We can't expect ourselves to know how it ends before we choose what we want to do in our relationships. We just have to look around, observe, open our eyes, be honest with ourselves, and then pick something. And no matter how it turns out, we need to have our own backs. My point with all of this is that we need to stop it with the entitled, "After all I've done for you," bullshit. Your partner doesn't owe you anything. And you don't owe your partner anything either. Seriously. Both of you are free to do whatever you want, whenever you want. No matter what you've done for each other in the past. This might feel like a very cynical way of viewing relationships and the world, but I don't think it is. I actually love this idea because it gives me 110% responsibility and power over my decisions today. I am fully aware that if I choose to give to my partner, I do so because I want to here and now. I choose to be generous. I choose to be caring. I choose to be helpful. Because that is who I want to be and what I want to do here and now. And I will never hold that against my partner or myself tomorrow. Understanding that neither of you owe the other person anything makes your generosity and the things that you do for each other so much more authentic. When you remove the idea that life should be fair and that you owe each other things, well, then you can start appreciating all of the things that you actually give and get from each other on a whole other level. They don't do it because they have to. They do it because they want to. And anything you do it because you want to here and now as well. Nothing you give your partner today will guarantee that they will stick around tomorrow. And nothing your partner has given you yesterday means that you have to stick around today. We can't buy each other with gifts or sacrifices or acts of service or financial support or anything like that. We can never own another person because of what we have given to them. We have to start giving because we want to. And understand that once it has been given, it is done. It never comes with a debt that the other person needs to pay. The reason this kind of entitlement is such a big red flag for me is because it's a prime example of arguing with reality. No, reality is wrong. My partner isn't allowed to do that. They owe me for all that I have done for them. But none of that is true. You feel entitled to something that reality is not giving you, and then you think reality is somehow wrong and that you're right? Arguing with reality is the absolute best way to create suffering in your own life. Because when you argue with reality, you will lose that argument 100% of the time. The truth is, no one gives a shit what you have given to another person. All the sacrifices you've made for them, all the support you've offered them, all the great changes that they've made in their lives as a result of your help. No one cares. The person who should care is you. That is where you get the rewards for the gifts that you have given. You should think about all you've done, and you should reward yourself. You should give yourself credit for what you have done. You should celebrate yourself for the positive impact that you were able to have on this person's life. No one else is going to celebrate that for you. And sadly, for a lot of people, our own praise and acknowledgement is like eating vegetables instead of eating a warm glazed donut. Your own credit and your own pat on the shoulder means nothing to you, which is why you seek that acknowledgement and that reward from other people, and why you get so upset when you don't get it. But it's not their job to celebrate the choices that you've made in your life. It's yours. And when you know that the only celebration that you get from the choices you make is that of yourself, well, then you might even start making new decisions in your life. Understanding that you need to choose what to say yes to and what to say no to, because it's aligned with who you want to be and the life you want to live, rather than choosing something to get praise or acknowledgement from others, that is the key to stop people-pleasing. It is also the key to not throwing yourself under the bus when things didn't turn out the way you thought they would. So the question is, what choices that you have made or are currently making in your relationship are you holding over your partner's head? What choices are you not taking full responsibility for? If your relationship were to end tomorrow, what would you look back on and feel entitled about? What comes to mind when you hear, "After all I've done for you"? In the past, when I was feeling crappy and insecure about my lack of social life and my lack of hobbies, I used to think, I moved to this little town for my boyfriend. I sacrificed so much, and what has he done for me? Nothing. The truth? I wanted to move in with my boyfriend. I wanted to move here. I didn't really sacrifice anything, because before I came here, I was living all alone in a huge apartment in a big town where I had zero friends. I was miserable, and being able to come here and move in with my boyfriend was a dream come true for me at the time. Yet, when I used to feel grumpy, I would change that narrative and make it my partner's fault. I want you to start paying attention to these entitled, resentful thoughts that pop up and fuel your grumpiness. No matter what choices you have made in the past, you need to own them. You need to acknowledge that you made those choices without a gun to your head. Sure, you didn't have all the information that you might have today. But that's life. We never have all the information ahead of time. And if you're not happy with some of the decisions that you have made, well, you are free to make new decisions today. Just don't go back and disempower yourself by making up a new story where you are the victim and your partner is the perpetrator. Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode. If you enjoy the Grumpy Girlfriend podcast, don't forget to give it a rating on Apple Podcasts and share it with your friends. The more girlfriends that find their way here, the less grumpy girlfriends we will have in the world. Less grumpy girlfriends means less disempowered girlfriends, and that is what we need. If you are ready to start your private coaching journey to finally enjoy your good relationship, come work with me. Go to katrinbernt.com to read more and schedule your 45-minute consultation, and I'll talk to you there. I'll see you back here next week for a brand new episode. Bye-bye.